Welcome to Timberlina's Drag Off 2020 Grand Final.
How does it feel to be the first king to win at Timberlina's Drag Off?
Yeah, it does feel amazing. When it happened, you know, sort of afterwards, there was just that feeling of shock. But then at the same time, I was like, I thought to myself, well, no, you know what? I worked really, really hard and I really wanted this outcome.
How did you find and start getting into performing drag?
Like, I'd been to Mardi Gras and, you know, certain events there, and I knew that, like, I was a queer person, but I think that there was a long period of time of struggling with coming to terms with my gender identity, I guess sort of accepting it within myself and finding the right words. And so I never really felt like I belonged in any queer community properly because I hadn't quite figured that out. It was sort of towards the end of 2018 that I went to my first drag show here in Newcastle and just absolutely fell in love with it. Like, I'd always loved drag and performance art and things like that, and there had been that interest there, but I'd never allowed myself to entertain the thought of doing it. And I just thought, you know what, I have all of these artistic sides of myself that I've kind of been keeping bottled up for so long. This is like the perfect outlet for all of that. I should totally try doing this. It was just wonderful to find my community at last.
Before I went to a drag off, I hadn't seen any kings. Did you, before you got into drag or started engaging with local drag in Newcastle, know that drag kings were actually a thing and they were valued in the drag community?
I did, but sadly that they just weren't represented on things like Drag Race. I always tell anybody who asks about this, I say, it doesn't matter what sexuality you are, it doesn't matter what gender identity you are, you can do drag.
Has the public really supported you? Have you had good response from your latest win?
Yeah, I have. I've had really good feedback from people, like people just messaging and saying how much they enjoyed it, and like talking to people at shows as well who, again, maybe had never seen a king before, being able to try and talk to them and potentially educate them and open their eyes a little bit.
Have you received any discrimination for being a king?
I think the most common thing that occurs is because of my sort of style of drag, which is often quite flamboyant, even if I've got a beard and moustache drawn on and all of that, people will still assume that I'm a drag queen. That often happens, and I just have to sort of gently poke them and say, it's like, I appreciate you think I look fabulous, but I can be a king and be fabulous.
My full name out of drag is Laura Finch. In drag, it's Neil E. Fallick.
What does drag mean to you and how has it helped you in just your everyday life?
So I will legitimately say that drag saved my life. So my mental health wasn't particularly great prior to finding drag. I was sort of dealing with a lot of issues in regards to figuring out who I was from a gender perspective, figuring out who I was in general. And yeah, I actually remember going up to Timberlina, who, you know, is essentially, you know, the matriarch of the drag community in Newcastle. And it was after, I think, one of the Christmas shows, and I went up to her and kind of said, look, you saved my life by putting on these events, giving someone like me a creative outlet. Yeah, I've grown so much as a person. I've grown so much as a performer. Yeah, my confidence, just everything about me has just gone from like here to like there since going drag.